Hillary Clinton raises $2 million for Joe Biden's campaign operation. By Hannah Blow on May 21, 2020. Former Trump challenger Hillary Clinton raised $2 million for Joe Biden's campaign operation during a virtual fundraiser on Tuesday. Clinton's haul is particularly significant, as the amount raised is more than any Biden surrogate has collected at a single event without the candidate present, according to campaign and party officials, Politico reported. The former Secretary of State's presence was likely not the only factor in the massive haul. Donors were able to give more, as the funds were directed to a new joint committee between the Biden campaign and Democratic National Committee, DNC, not the Biden campaign alone. The Democrat effort is reminiscent of the joint effort between the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee, RNC, which particularly shined during the weeks dominated by the Democrat Party's partisan impeachment effort against the president. The RNC and Trump campaign broke an online record, raising $1 million in the 10 days leading up to Trump's ultimate acquittal, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel revealed in February. The RNC and Trump campaign raised $61.7 million in April, but the Biden campaign and DNC's combined efforts nearly matched the total, raising $60.5 million in the same period. The Trump campaign and RNC, however, appeared to have a cash-on-hand advantage, possessing $255 million. Biden and the DNC have less than half of that, $97.5 million. Biden's getting the hang of this. And Hillary showed she still has a lot of firepower, one donor said, according to Politico. Clinton, whom Trump defeated in 2016, formally endorsed the former vice president in April after months of teasing another presidential run herself. "I am thrilled to be part of your campaign to not only endorse you, but to help highlight a lot of the issues that are at stake in this presidential election," Clinton said during her virtual appearance with Biden. "I want to add my voice to the many who have endorsed you to be our president," she continued.